advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and today we're very much looking forward to speaking with our guests. It is Jen. Hi, Jen. Hey, how are you? and Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
It's great to see you both. We'll say at an undisclosed location in this great state of Michigan right now, in the midst of your travels. Mm-hmm. And how's the weather up there right now? Pretty nice?
Nice right now. That was one of the reasons we didn't mind stopping in Michigan during the summer. This is the time to be here.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah, that is the time to be there. It's no doubt. I'm a warm weather person, as evidenced by the fact that we relocated to South Florida about 25 years ago. But I certainly spent enough time in the cold weather. As soon as the temperatures change, you know, in the South. But anyway,
I was in Florida at one point, so we know what it's like getting away from that snow.
Yeah. It's nice. If you're, unless you're a skier or, you know, you like ice skating or something like that, then, cold weather's for you. For me, I'd rather play golf and swim. But enough about that. Enough about what I like. We want to hear about what you guys have going on. And I know you're doing a lot of traveling. And it's right now, Michigan's just a little bit of a stopover, but I think you said you have some family there, right?
We do. Yep. We've got family in Michigan. So actually while we were traveling, we were having some issues with the RV. And we had those in West Texas, got them checked out in Arizona, and they said, well, it might take up to 3 months to get the parts. And so we thought, well, do we want to stop for up to 3 months in Arizona? And we just kind of made do with the issues until we got to Michigan so that we could stay with family here while the rig was being fixed. So
that makes sense. And native Michiganders, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But how you think you'll be getting your RV kind of back on track here soon?
Yeah. We everything's been approved. We're just waiting on the last parts to come in. So we should be good to go in probably a couple of weeks here. We had to have a full slide replacement. So we haven't used our slide in a few months, which cuts off the kids' bedroom. So we've been making do with folding a table down and having that be one bed for the night. And then we had some axle and tire issues. So that axle's coming in, and get that put on, and we'll be set to head east.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. That's great. And then where east are, what's on the docket? What do you, some stopovers, what do you see?
We're going to head up toward Maine to Acadia. And then the kids want to do Hershey, Niagara Falls, a couple different things while we're in the Northeast, and then make our way down the coast so that we can end up in Florida, maybe your way, come December, January. Try and chase that warm weather around the country.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. That's a good idea. We always tell our guests whenever they're in the neighborhood, if we would love to say hello in person and maybe do a little live shoot with them, in person, which we're, so let us know if you're near Fort Lauderdale sometime and we'll make that mm-hmm. happen. Yeah, that's great. Well, we want to learn more about how you got into all this and talk about your Instagram page, and we'll do that on the other side of this break. My guests are Chris and Jen and Travel, is it Traveling Light?
Traveling Light RV.
Traveling Light RV. There you go. That's where you go on Instagram, Traveling Light RV. And I'm thinking if the Traveling Light has a double name, you travel light, but travel the Traveling Light. Kind of something you actually see go across the horizon, you know? Yeah. Well, we can talk about all that on the other side. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG Enter experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guests are Chris and Jen. And it is Traveling Light RV. Traveling Light RV. First of all, tell us a little bit about the origin of the name, Traveling Light.
Yeah, I think Jen kind of came up with the name. We were thinking about, you know, what would be a catchy thing to go through. And
yeah, and we'll be traveling light because we got rid of a bunch of our things. So
yeah, getting rid of so much stuff. Cutting down from our house to, you know, the fifth wheel was a big adjustment, and we had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And especially for the kids, I think that was one of the tough things for them originally. You know,
little traumatic, was it?
Yeah. So we told them we're traveling light. This is about experiences, you know, and maybe we don't need as many things as we've had in the house. So cutting down and just getting down to what we need, and you know, seeking out those experiences, seeing the country. Was what we were going for.
That's great. So you know, I guess, you know, the inspiration then for sort of just was it ultimately just sort of simplicity? I mean, I know that there's obviously a familiarity about the four walls of your home, and you know, you're in a neighborhood and you know people around you, and it's a big adjustment to put that in the rear view, literally. And drive away, and now your home is what you're driving around. So
it rolls with us.
It's always with you. So, and you got a new view every day, new front porch every day. Mm-hmm. What, you know, was there one moment that just sort of stuck out and said, you know what, let's do this, or was it a gradual thing? How did it all happen?
Well, we were driving down the road, and this was like the start of the pandemic, and we saw an RV, and I said to Chris, you know, why don't we just live in an RV and travel around the world, you know, around the country.
Yeah, and she said it very nonchalantly, and you know, at the beginning I kind of dismissed it. You know, she saw this RV for sale, and I said, oh, we can't do that, we can't just buy an RV and start traveling. And then it almost became like a running joke with us, oh, when we live in our RV someday, you know. Yeah. Ha ha ha. And then eventually, the more we talked about it, the more we started looking into it, the more we started looking at other families that were already doing it, watching their YouTube channels, following them on Instagram. Yeah. And at a certain point, we said, hey, you know, why not? Why couldn't we do this? Right. And just, I think, through seeing other people do it, through seeing them having success doing it and really loving and enjoying that life, we decided, you know, let's go for it. I think we can do this, you know. Then we decided, you know, and we were in a really good place. I think that was one of the tough things for us. We were, you know, the kids were enjoying their school. We liked the house we were in. We liked the area we were in. Good job. You know, all that stuff was there. But we decided, let's go have this adventure. And it's going to be an adventure one way or another. It'll be a good adventure or a bad adventure, but it'll be memorable. And it'll be something to talk about and something we can do together as a family, and really explore the country. We're big on travel. So, you know, we liked traveling before that. So this was just kind of that next step of let's travel around. Let's really make travel our life.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, it's for those people who like to, obviously, who enjoy travel so much. It's probably, you know, well, I would think it's certainly a motivating factor, because, you know, you like to see new things all the time and explore. And I guess everybody's kind of got to be all in on this, you know, because it's, you know, there may be some hesitation and apprehension a little bit at the outset by anybody. But if there's one person that's like, I don't want any part of this, it ain't going to happen.
Right. Yeah. And we had told the kids early on, we've got to all agree on this before we start out. And yeah, they had some hesitation at first, especially about giving up some of the things in their room to be able to travel and fit into a much smaller room. But yeah, eventually they bought into it, and we all agreed.
And they're adjusting and loving it now.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
more
thriving.
Than we thought that they would. So yeah,
we thought it might be tough for them, but they've been doing fantastic. They've been, you know, really loving seeing new places and especially finding new playgrounds. That's the biggest thing for them.
Sure.
Have a playground somewhere that they love, they'll never want to leave that place.
Well, you said they're I mean, and they're at that, you know, you shared their ages 10 and 8, and it's like, wow, that is such a great age, because, you know, they're young enough to be wide-eyed and excited and it's all new for them, but old enough to kind of, you know, they don't have to be managed 24/7. You know, they're right. You know, they can kind of do their own thing, and yeah. and it's just terrific. That's absolutely great. Tell us a little bit about what you ride around in. We want to hear about the unit itself.
Yeah, so our fifth wheel is a Grand Design Reflection. It's part of the 150 series, so a little bit lighter series of reflections. And it's a 278 BH. So we're about 33 feet long. We've got the bunkhouse in the back for the kids. That was one thing that was an absolute must for them when we were looking at fifth wheels. They wanted that bunkhouse. So we've got the bunkhouse in the back for them. It's been a good unit for us. We looked at a lot of different, you know, Class A's, Class C's, different fifth wheels when we were looking around, and that just seemed to fit us the best. And then we've got a Ram 3500, a dually that we pull it with. So maybe a little bit more truck than we need for the trailer, but we figured that's not a bad thing to have, especially if we end up, you know, upgrading someday.
Yeah, better a little more power than not enough, right?
Yeah, yep, exactly. So yeah, getting used to driving the dually was an adjustment, and, you know, getting to know what drive-throughs we can go through and which we can't.
right. You know, it's funny you say that, because my son had a couple of his buddies over the other night. They were watching videos of these ridiculous things of, like, you know, clearance videos, like where a truck goes under a bridge and they get the top comes off, you know. It's like, who, what, why, you know? I mean, it's you look at it and it's like, well, you don't want to obviously want anybody to get her, but it's actually more funny than it is shocking, you know. You see these things and they're not going at any high rates of speed, they're just sort of and all of a sudden the whole top comes off because it hits the bottom of the bridge, you know. And it's like,
you can't open a bridge. Just rip the top right off. Yeah.
So you really, I mean, obviously you're well aware ahead of time what the clearance is, right?
We are, definitely. Yeah, we use an app, you know, that helps. We can put all of our dimensions in there, and it's supposed to not guide us through any low bridges or narrow roads. So far, so good.
You're doing okay. The top has not come off yet.
The top is still intact. So that's a good thing.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So obviously, you know, you talked about going Arcadia and Maine a little later on, and then down the coast and chase the warm weather as the months dwindle down here in the 2021. Get to Florida. But are there any special places on the map down the line that you'd like to see? So it's like some must sees for you guys.
For sure. Yeah. The kids, Hershey has been a must see. They've seen some other people that we know. We actually met up with some other full-time RVers here in Michigan not too long ago. And then they were in Hershey recently. So The kids saw those pictures and they said, oh, we got to go there. Niagara Falls will be one of those. I think as we head down the East Coast, we've got some friends in the Boston area we'll try to visit, friends in different places. And then we want to see some places like Charleston and Savannah as we move down the coast. So when we were living in Georgia, Savannah was one of our, and especially her, favorite places.
It's so pretty. So I heard Charleston is a lot prettier, but
Well, that's
spots as we move down the coast.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. That sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be a great rest of the year for you guys, and we'll see what 2022 has in store for the Traveling Light RV team, family of four, and their dog Wasabi is the name of the dog. Yes. And yeah, I shared with you guys earlier before we came on. As soon as I hear Wasabi, I'm thinking to myself, sushi tonight. We gotta have. I think, what have we not had in a while? Well, yeah, I think we'll go with it. that your dog inspired that meal. Well, listen, folks, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate it. Love to catch up with you again from the road sometime. And if you do get down here in the South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, don't be a stranger. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll do that. We'll take you up on that.
All right. Terrific.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Loved having you. My guests were Chris and Jen from Traveling Light RV. You can find them on Instagram.
Yes.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
Back on the RV Advisor Podcast, I'm Tom Alexander, along with Neve Carrizacco, our guest coordinator. Hey, Neve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. You know, one of the great things about doing this podcast, as well as just being part of the whole RV Advisor universe, is all the great alliances we have. And I know one of them, one of the very many that we have, is with RV SnapPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know they've got some news.
Yes, they have. They have. Well, first of all, they're slammed. They're super, super busy, which is obviously great news. I just saw over social media over the last few weeks and months, a lot of the people actually that we had on our podcast had joined up with Kent and his team or had bought his product. And it was amazing to see like it all kind of intertwine organically a lot of the time, which was very exciting. So I reached back out to him, obviously yourself, you're aware of that, to see if he'd like to join us on the RV Advisor podcast again to go over his product, just to continue promoting and gaining awareness and letting everyone know that we are collaborating with just awesome different products that are out there in the RV industry. Right now, he is completely backlogged with some of his most popular products, which is absolutely great for his company. And we're super happy to hear. So he has really nicely offered a giveaway to us for when he has caught up with his inventory and his sales and things like that. We will be collaborating with him once again. And once again, we will have him on the RV Advisor podcast. So once we have that all lined up, we will let everybody know. But until then, just stay tuned and let us know if you know anyone else that has any products that you'd like to see on our show. We would be more than happy to get someone on or a company on. And yeah, just continue spreading awareness of products and services and parts and you name it throughout the RV industry.
Great. That is great news. And we will certainly update folks along the way. And we'll definitely get Kent back on the show very soon. Well, for this week, for today, I should say, we're done. We've got another show coming up Friday, as you know. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you then. For Neve Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander. Have a great day. So long, everybody.